Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall come upon your life in a new way. The mercy of God shall promote your destiny. The mercy of God shall advance your cause in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that the glory of God shall cover your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that your environment has swallowed, it shall be vomited in the name of Jesus Christ. Any altar built in your environment that is drinking your blood, the altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any agent of darkness in your environment where you live and is afflicting you anytime you sleep, that agent of darkness shall be arrested. It shall be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is lighting candle to oppress your destiny in the night, I command the arrow of that evil candle to go back to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is carrying sacrifice against your destiny in the night, I command the arrow of that sacrifice to go back to their head in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is building coffin for you, I command them to be buried into that coffin in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is taking your name from shrine to shrine in order to oppress you, in order to cage you, in order to paralyze you, or in order to kill you, hear the word of the Lord. I command such one to carry evil load that he has planned in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord will fight for you. As you wake up this morning, Jehovah God will fight for you. Jehovah God will defend his interest in your life. The hand of the Lord shall lift you high. The hand of the Lord shall promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, today is the 29th day of the month of January, year 2021. Look at how God has been so faithful. Look at the protection of God, even in the midst of this pestilence all over the world. Look at how God has been so faithful. God has been protecting us. God has been guiding us. God has been shielding us. God has been upholding us. It is all by the mercy of God. It is all by the grace of God. It is not because we are perfect. It is not because we are better than others. Wherever you are, begin to worship God. Begin to magnify him. Begin to glorify him. Say, Lord, you are good. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are faithful. No one like you. No one to be compared with you. You are incomparable. You are incomprehensible, God. You are the greater than the greatest. You are the higher than the highest. God, you are mighty. Appreciate the Lord wherever you are. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration. You are welcome to this prophetic declaration. This is a wonderful program, prophetic rain upon many people, as many who are under the the broadcast of this prophetic program. The Almighty God will bless you. The Almighty God will favor you. The Almighty God will decorate you with the garment of favor, and he will fight your battle in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be talking about dealing with complex battles. Dealing with complex battles. Complex battles are mysterious battles. Complex battles are very hard battles. Complex battles are difficult to know battle. Complex battles are battles that are shielded in secret. Complex battles are mesmerizing battles. Complex battle are destabilizing battle. Complex battle are battle that you don't understand the source. Complex battle are terrifying battles. Complex battle is a battle that even you yourself, you look at it and it's like there is no solution. Whereas there is solution. Complex battle are battle you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and it's like nothing is happening. Because the battle is complex. The battle is interwoven. The battle has combined hands that you need to know. Complex battle are battle that if the secret is not exposed to you by God, you cannot fight that battle. No wonder the Bible said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, that he revealed the secret and deep things. He knows what is in darkness. For the light, the Bible says, he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Complex battle are battle that is hiding in darkness. Complex battle are deep battles. They are battle that God must expose the secret to us. Beloved, we are here in this broadcast to understand some deep, mysterious things. We are here to know how to undo this kind of battle. If this battle is not even in your life, if it's in the life of somebody, at least you must be able to help the fellow. A man who was reading for his PhD in England, he normally have this particular dream, seeing himself at the crossroad. He did not know at all anything about the crossroad in the village. He normally see himself right in that crossroad. Any time like that, probably exam is coming or whatever, anything, he will always see himself right at the crossroad in Nigeria. He is there abroad writing exam, but he will always see himself in Nigeria here at the crossroad. At the final year of his PhD, he had that dream, and he couldn't write the final year paper. He left England, carried his bag and baggages, and he found himself in Nigeria here. He started walking around in Nigeria here, walking up and down aimlessly, not getting his bearing for 6 years, until somebody brought him for deliverance. It was on deliverance ground that the secret was exposed. And the deliverance minister had to go and consult the mother. And the mother said she was looking for the fruit of the womb for many years. He was having miscarriages, until he went to go and meet the herbalist man. The herbalist man said, "Don't worry, this one that we are going to have, by the time you have this one, we are going to know what to do with this. But you must make sure that the placenta of this one is buried at the crossroad, so that the crossroad spirit can be monitoring and guiding the boy or the child." Look at it now. His placenta was buried at the crossroad right here in Nigeria. He had traveled to England, and the power of the crossroad still summoned him back to Nigeria, because his placenta was tied down to the crossroad. That is a complex battle. Such battle needs revelation. Revelation gives total deliverance and total freedom. Revelation is power in these last days. That is why every one of us must pray for deeper revelation in these last days. A complex battle is a battle that needs to be dug deep before you know what is happening. A complex battle is a battle that God must expose the secret. I pray for somebody here. Every battle that is difficult and is harassing your life shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine a woman who woke up and found out that all her ears, all of them have removed, and she become bald. Nothing on the air. That's a complex battle. I pray that every mysterious battle against your destiny shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. There are a lot of things people are passing through. Unfortunately, they do not know who they are going to expose or reveal it to, or even discuss it with. Many are even afraid of discussing it. But the battle is really raging. Every rage of complex battle against you shall cease today in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, quickly confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy. Get saved right now as the Lord begins to move you to the next level. Thank you, Father. May the Lord deliver you from sin in Jesus' name. We are going to pray. As we are praying these prayers, if you are sick in any area of your body, instantly you'll be healed. The power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you in a new dimension. The glory of God will come upon you in a new dimension. The arrow of the enemy shall go back to the sender. The program sickness shall go back to the sender. The plans of the wicked shall scatter. The agenda of darkness shall scatter. The evil of your household enemy programmed into your life shall go back to the sender. Anything that is used to tie you down shall be broken. Any evil and witchcraft barrier against you shall be exhumed and cast fire. The finger of heaven shall go down to your life and uproot every satanic plantation. Get ready right now. Aha. Now I want you to bring out your oil. I'm going to pray on that oil bottle of water. Just bring it out. Aha. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the decree of the Lord that the oil and the water in the hand of your children here shall become an instrument of God's power. This oil shall carry the anointing that scatters the yoke of darkness. The power of resurrection shall enter into this oil. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil and the water, and they shall become an agent of change. They shall become an agent of healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Now put it on your head now. We're going to pray some prayers now, and immediately something will begin to happen. Put that oil on your head, and you get ready to pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every arrow of evil incision in my body, go back to the sender. Every arrow of evil incision in my body, go back to the sender. Every arrow of evil incision in my body, go back to the sender. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Any demon attached to my head, there, in the name of Jesus, any demon attached to my head, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, any evil load placed on my head, scatter in the name of Jesus. Any evil load placed on my head, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, power eating my head with satanic animal, eating my head with satanic armor. Sorry, powers eating my head with satanic armor. There, in the name of Jesus, power eating my head with satanic armor. There, in the name of Jesus, power eating my head with satanic armor. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Every animal programmed into my head, working against my brain. There, in the name of Jesus, any animal programmed into my head, working against my brain. There, in the name of Jesus, any animal programmed into my head, working against my brain. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now and put it on your chest. Rub it on your chest very well. And you pray very loud like this. Powers calling my name in the coven. In the name of Jesus. Powers calling my name in the coven. There. In the name of Jesus. Power calling my name in the coven. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Place your hand on your chest. Say, arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender. Go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and put it on your belly button. Rub it on your stomach very well. If you are looking for a fruit of the womb, rub it very well. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any evil plantation in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil plantation in my body, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted. Any evil plantation in my body, be uprooted. Be uprooted. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, yoke of darkness in my body, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of darkness in my body, break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now anoint your hand now. I command your hand to receive freedom from captivity of darkness. And I command your hand to make it. Your hand shall prosper. Your hand shall excel. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anoint your legs. I command the arrow of backwardness, arrow of failure, fire into your legs. Go back to the sender. And I sanctify your leg with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now I pray for someone that is hearing me. Every sickness in your body, go back to the sender. Any arrow fired against you in the dream, go back to the sender. Any power that is feeding you with food in the dream, I command the power to die. The covenant that is sustaining evil in your life is broken. The covenant that is making food to be fed to you in the dream is broken. The covenant that is making you to go naked in the dream is broken. In the name of Jesus, the covenant of sickness and infirmity is broken. In the name of Jesus,
I command you to be free, 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 in the name of Jesus. Be healed now. Let the pain in your head, the pain in your leg, the pain in your back, the pain anywhere, go, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to pray on 12 prayer requests now. Father, I pray that these 12 prayer requests shall be answered. Heaven shall endorse the answer of this prayer request. The power of God shall come upon that request. And heaven shall speak solution to that request. There shall be testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you that God will anoint you with favor. Grace will come upon your life. You shall be blessed. The hand of the Lord shall promote you. You shall be connected to destiny helpers. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, get ready this year. It is a year of bomba delivery. It's a year of multiple delivery. It's a year of delivery of twins and triplets. Get ready. You will receive your testimony. Those who are sick, you are healed. If your hand is short, it will be straightened. Whatever is in your body, whatever you are passing through, and people say it is difficult, I command the God who is a specialist in difficulty, specialist is impossible, specialist in impossibility, to undo that case and work it out for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that God will bless you, bless your business, bless you with testimony, and there shall be joy in your life. You are looking for who to settle down in marriage with, the Lord will settle you this year. There shall be marital glory release, marital settlement in the name of Jesus. Blessing from the north, south, and west, and east shall come from. The glory of God shall come upon this country. This country shall be favored in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover myself, cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall be had in our household. The enemy shall not be able to oppress us. We shall be on top and we shall not go down. In Jesus' name we pray. You want to get across to us? Just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.